Okay, today is Daf Tzadi in Menachos. 20 days left, right? Right, so we're in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph. Okay? Right, so the Mishnah is now going to go back and discuss the type of kelim that we use to measure. Right, so the Mishnah mentioned before, they mentioned the type of kelim that were in the Mikdash. Now our Mishnah is going to explain whether or not those kelim meant a heaping measurement or a flat measurement. And what's the story with the Beirutzim? Right, with the Beirutzim. The Beirutzim is about focus whether it's like the overflow on top, you know, that stays on top, or if the overflow goes onto the side of the flows over onto the side. But the Mishnah says, Kol Midos, when you mention it, this means all the dry measurements, Kol Midos Sheba Mikdosh Hayu Nig Doshos. They were, in order to get to the measurement, it was measured to get to the measurement with the heap on top. So that basically the keli wasn't an exact measurement. It was exact, to get to the measurement you needed, you had to have the heap on top.
So he walked in there with a keli, with a cleat that had a big bump on top, and walked and stuff fell off.
Why is he walking in? This is when they start. It's not with the menachos to begin with.
He does that, scoops it once before the structure can roll down.
Something like that. It's just a measurement. Right, komish shemitzah hayin nigdashos chutz, except for mishav kohen gadol, which we mentioned before. The chavnitchas chaviti kohen gadol had the exact measurement because when they were pouring, they had to split it. So you're pouring it out half and half. You don't want it to spill out. They had the exact measurements. Shahaya gochdo lesocha, that this was an exact. I believe this would mean this was an exact measurement. Like when the chukah was smooth on top, it was an exact measurement. Okay, midat halach. Okay, the measurement. Measuring cups that we used for dry goods. Beirutzehem Kodesh. The Beirutzehem, which means either the overflow or which flows onto the side. Now, I don't understand. If we say that the Midos Hayavish are Nigdashos with the heap, so the heap has to be Kodesh. It's part of the measurement. So I don't know what the Kodesh is. But maybe it means the stuff that flows over onto the side and goes all the way down, falls off. That's also going to be Kodesh. Right? Midos Hayavish, I made a mistake. It's Midos Halach. Okay, that makes sense. Midos Halach, so my question is the other way. Midos Halach, that they would say him are Kodesh, but the Midos Hayavish, they would say him Chol. The Midos Hayavish, they would say him is Chol. So that I don't understand. What does that mean that it's Chol if it was all done heaping? That means you had the extra on top. So it's the extra on top of the heap? I don't know. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, no, midas halach, when it comes to the liquid measurements, then the midas halach themselves are kodesh, meaning the measurement cup itself is holy. Therefore, beyotzeim kodesh. Therefore, the beyotzeim is also kodesh, because the beyotzeim went into kli. So once everything went into the kli, it became kodesh, even if it's now overflowed onto the side. Right? But the midas hayavish are not consecrated. Those kelim are not actual, you know, consecrated kelim. Therefore, they would say in chol. Therefore, their overflow is chol. So the question is, if the kli itself is not holy, so how is the non-kelim saying chol? The regular stuff inside, how is that kodesh? You want to say there's a kind of kedushas path, so we'll get to that soon. If it's not a holy item, then how do we put it inside and become consecrated? Okay. That, but Rabbi Yossi says, no, the distinction between midas halach and midas hayavish by the Beirut Seim has nothing to do with the kli being consecrated or not. Has to do with the physical reality, which is lo mishum zeh. It's not because of this that there's a distinction. Ela shalach nekar, the yavish ain't a nekar. He says the way you pour it in, says when you have liquid, and when you pour in the liquid, he says what it does is the new liquid goes in, goes to the bottom, and the old liquid what comes up. So everything was already kodesh in the kli. So the Beirut Seim, even though there's overflow onto the side, at one point in time the liquid, they were in the kli. It was displacement with the water. Water goes in. It's not like the water goes in and the last water you put in just stays on the top. That shoots down to the bottom and pushes up and displaces. As opposed to yavish, that's not the case. When you have yavish, when you have, let's say, put sand or something like that into a kli, so when you pour it in, it just piles on top. So the top part is last in, first out, basically by the dry goods. The top part is not going in and pushing the old stuff up. It's on the top level. Layer. Okay. So the Gemara asks, money. Who is the matan of our Mishnah? What does that mean? Because we had the machlokas we saw on Daf Tei Zayin, I think Shabbos is Daf, about Rav Meir and Rabbanan, about how many kelim type of kelim mikdash there were in the mikdash, right? So Rav Meir said there was Isaron, and Chatzi Isaron, right? And he says so there were three, and he says, right, so even Rav Meir, who says before that you had in the mikdash two types of Isaron, Chad Godush Hava, only one of those was Godush, right? Only one of those had the heaping, and here we're saying that everything had the heaping. All the dry goods kelim had the heaping, right? Irav Meir Chad Godush Hava, right? What does Rashi say? Irav Meir the Amal El Godush Shabo Hayamode L'Chol HaManachos Mechok Midah Shal Kohen Gadol Shahaisa Gedola Kol Kach Shagosha B'Kocho. Well, look at Rashi Ksav Yad. Rashi Ksav Yad says, "Money, ha, the Katani Kol Midosh and Mikdosh Hayu Nigdosh." So, out that Mishnah says all the Kalim are Nigdosh, they're heaping. The Katani Chutz Mishal Kol and Gadol, they're meaning like Eldu Sarim Shalol Mochakai Dibrei Kol Mefal. The Hani Midosh Mikdosh Hayu Nigdosh. It's that matter everything is Nigdosh. And Irav Meir the Amr Shnei Asronos Hayu Sham. If it was Rav Meir who says that there were two Asronos measurements, Echad Hayu Gadosh Shulol, only one was Gadosh, not the rest, not the other one. Try saying all. It's only one point to Rav Meir. The Irabanan, and if it's Rabbanan or Cholikam of Meir, they were Cholikam on two things. Number one, they said it was only one measurement of Yisaron, Chada, right, Umachot Chava. And they said that it was Mechukah, that it was smooth, it wasn't a heaping measurement. So who's our mission that says everything is heaping? The Gemara says, Amram says, the Laola of Meir, our mission goes like Rav Meir, Umay Kol Midos, right, the mission says, Kol Midos and Mitzvah Hayim Nikdashos. Doesn't mean all the measurements were Nikdashos. What it means is, Kol Medidos, all the measurements that were used in this Nikdash, clearly was Nikdash except for, I guess the Kohen Gadol was one. Rashi says, "Kol medidos, klomar kol medidos from the mikdash shehayu modim ba'osu isaron go the keves ba'ayel upar hayu nigdashos." Which I don't know what the finish is then, because if you say that you can only get to the measurement with the heap, of course it's going to be heap, otherwise you're going to be missing. All right, and I just don't understand some of the matzius, I guess. All right, so the Mishnah said that the midos halach, right, when it came to the liquid measurement, they would say in Kadosh, right, the overflow, I'm saying the overflow to the side, or the stuff that lays on top, that is Kadosh, but by the Midas HaYavesh, we said it's not Kadosh. Rabbi Kiva said, gave the reason why the Midas HaLach is Kadosh, because the clean itself is Kadosh, as opposed to the Midas HaYavesh, because the clean itself is not Kadosh. Rabbi Kiva said, no, it was the displacement issue. So Gemara says, B'maika Miplagi. The way I learned the Mishnah originally was that you had sheets of the Tanakhama being explained by Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara is learning that there are three separate sheets in the Mishnah, right? So, B'maika Miflagi, what's the Machlokas about? So, Tanakhama Savar, the Tanakhama holds that Midas Halach Nimshecha, that the liquid measuring tools were anointed with oil at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, even though they were only anointed once at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, because going forward, they became covered with the Avodah. But even though they only pointed at the time Moshe Rabbeinu, Karen Orr points out, we continued that concept forward, you know, spring forward, right? Sorry, but yeah, Karen Orr points it out. She says, so he says that the original liquid measurements were anointed with oil, both inside and outside, right? So therefore, the Beirut Seyem are also Kadosh, because the outside itself is Kadosh. See, this Gemara is learning that the Tanakhama holds that the Beirut Seyem are Kadosh because the outside is Kadosh as well. Okay? But that's when it comes to Midas Halach. But the Midas HaYavish, the Midas HaYavish Nimshcha Mibifnim, the Lo Nimshcha Mibichutz. The Midas HaYavish, the dry good measurements, were only anointed or consecrated on the inside, not on the outside. Therefore, what goes in is Kadosh, but what's on the outside is not Kadosh. Abba Rabbi Kiva Savar, he holds Midas Halach, the dry goods, Nimshcha Bein Mifnim Bein Mechutz. Sorry, the liquid measurements is Nimshcha Bein Mifnim Bein Mechutz. Just like the Tanakhama, inside and outside, therefore the overflow is going to be Kodesh as well. But Midas Hayavish, the dry good measurements, Lo Nimshcha Kol Ikar. They were not anointed at all. They were not consecrated at all. So if that's the case, right, so how does the inside, I mentioned before, how does the inside become Kodesh? Right, Lo Nimshcha at all. So Rashi says, Rashi Ksav Yad says, Lo nimshcha kol ikar kediktani yu midas hayavish chol. He says midas hayavish specific not holy. Umiyu mashem modedim bo kadosh. Why? What's internal inside there is kadosh because of kedushas hapeh. What does that mean? It's a lower level of kedusha based on I make it holy because it's, I want it to become holy, right? The gabra lemad tzarich matish bepeh, and a person whatever he needs for his carbon is matish bepeh, but what he doesn't need is not matish. They would say him low matish low tzarich, but they would say he's not going to be matish because he doesn't need it. He only needs what's inside. But that makes that what only needs what only makes the kadosh what he needs, and that would end up being what's inside. But it's not kadosh because the inside the vessel is kadosh. It's kadosh because of kedushas peh.
What means that
the kaleh
that
has to work
from home and the
same. Yeah, yeah, it's a good point. There's a good point. It just has to be power, I guess. I don't. I guess.
You got to put it
in something.
Yeah,
but yeah, as long as it has the right, the proper measurement, like you're probably right.
I think the
keli
itself was
master. No, but here we say that not when it comes to the midos hayavish, because the keli is not kadosh itself. What's kadosh? What makes it kadosh is the kedushas peh. Okay, that's when it comes to midos hayavish. Fine, but Rav Yossi Sover idi to idi, he says no. He holds that both the midos hayavish and the midos halach is nimshcham mibufnim below nimshibakutz. There's only a kasher on the inside and not the outside. But so why is the beirut? What's the difference with the beirut sehem? Right. So the inside is not kadosh. So again, if the inside is not kadosh, therefore, the only way the stuff inside becomes kadosh is of this kedushas peh concept. So why is the machlokes that they would say, and there was not inside? No. What when it came to the midas halach, they were inside once; they were just displaced, right? The hakan the time with the lach nekar migava demonika asi the yavish in nekar. The lach comes from inside and comes out. So once it came inside, it was kedushas peh. And then if it came outside, it came outside, it's still kadosh. But the yavish was never inside to obtain the kedushas peh. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, between nekar mahabe. So what? If it was nekar, what happens? Let's look at the liquid case. I'm the guy putting the liquid into my keli that's not internally consecrated. So I only want it to be makmakish what I need. So that they would say them, I don't need. So who cares if they were once inside? So I don't need it. They don't come to do, they don't have, they're not going to be makmakish.
We're going back and forth on this thing.
Yes.
I don't understand everything. What is the downside of having the kids
right.
Why wouldn't they all
be? It wasn't done. I don't know.
Where
because you have, you put the, I guess there's,
you could
snap.
Why would you need it?
I don't know. Maybe there's something about getting rid of them when they're broken or something like that. Maybe the halacha could apply to them.
Somebody else
could go down on it. Right? I don't know.
What would be the downside to it?
I only reason they just say that it didn't happen in time of Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't commanded to do so, so therefore they're not. Why does this structure? Why does this zero or whatever bother me more than two? Okay. It seems to me the Karen Oro points out. It seems to be that the Mashicha, the Nimshicha, only took place in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then you just kept that concept going forward. I don't understand how that necessarily works, but he kept the concept going forward. He didn't use the oil any going further, but whatever was consecrated originally has the same status going forward, provided you did the avoda with it. Okay. So the Gemara says, V'chi nekar mahave, gavel amai ditzarek hamekavah. So we said before, only what you need is what you put in. You only put in, if you do exist as a path, you only be makish what you need. So the Beirut Seim, who cares that it went in? It went into a non-consecrated vessel. Now it's out on top or overflow. I never needed it, so why is that kadosh? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Dimi Bar Shishna Mishmei Derab, Zoso Meres, this says, Kli Sharis Mekachin Shlomidat. That's going to be your question again. The Kli Sharis is Mekachin Shlomidat. He went out of that, but if it's not, how's the Kli Sharis? It wasn't consecrated. But I think the difference is that it's a Kli Sharis without being consecrated. Maybe there's an in-between status over here. It's still a Kli Sharis, but it's not consecrated. But here, for you see, the Kli Sharis is Mekachin even without the das of the person. Because my das is only to consecrate, is only to make makish what I need. But here he's saying that the Kli Sharis itself is makish. Whatever goes inside, the Kli Sharis is makish, even if I don't have the mind. So that's why, we'll get to that in a second, that's why when it comes to the liquid, it was ready inside, so it becomes kadosh. But the solid never went inside, just because it just piles up, as opposed to being displaced, so the Beirut Seim are not makish. But you're going to ask, but it's not kadosh because it wasn't consecrated with oil. All right. Weiter.
If you want to come on an overrider, let's say you have, what's sugar in this?
I don't know.
Are you allowed to use that
tailing
for something that's cooler?
I don't think once you use it for the menachos, I don't think you can now take it out I think you're saying it's still a holy vessel. It's just not. Maybe it says the notes say it somewhere. It's not something that is mishachal.
I understand. If you
want to
say
it,
the vessel is consecrated, right? Fine. But we have now a Jewish tradition that says that all the way on top.
Right.
There's nothing on that that's touching a brim or the interior of a vessel.
Right.
So all that stuff you want to say is not. That I understand.
Right. But the liquid.
Uh-huh.
Like we're saying, because it went inside.
It was inside, and right. The rim is completely flat across.
Right. That's what Rav Yossi said. Right. But, yeah.
Think about it.
What?
Does it overflow probably was inside. It was.
That's what you say. Overflow was inside. So what's my focus on Rav Kiva and Rav Yossi then?
Exactly.
And what's my, Rav Kiva says no? I mean, you.
That's fact.
I don't know. Okay. Ravina Amar, he says, no, I'm going to give you another difference, another reason, what's the problem? He says, I'm going to tell you, this is only going as far as Rav Yossi, right? He says, Klisharis Eimekacha El Medas. The Klisharis, you need Das. Right? It's clearly considered Klisharis, even though it wasn't Nimshacha. Right? It's still considered Klisharis. So Ravina Amar, La'olam Eimelacha, Klisharis Mekacha El Medas. Right? So why here is there a difference between the Yavesh and the Las? He says, Gezeira Shema Yomru Motzien Miklisharis Lachol. It's a Gezeira, I don't understand either. What they're saying is that the Beirut Seyem are Kadosh because of a Gezeira de Rabbana. And therefore, what? So you use them? It's only Kadosh Mid Rabbana can be used in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Beirut Gezeira Yomru, Gezeira Shema Yomru Motzien Miklisharis Lachol. So what happens? They pour in all this stuff into the Kli. Then it overflows. So they say, oh, the overflow is not kadosh. So people are going to see that this overflow, when this stuff went into a klisharis, and now it's not being used. So they're going to say that a klisharis, you can take things out of the klisharis and use it for chulin purposes. That's the gzeira, right? Rashi says, gzeira sheri yomru, the top Rashi, demand the chazi the hanuk beirutzim lo kachi. The person's going to see that these beirutzim are not kadosh. Even though they came out from the Kli, they're going to say, Hakinan, you'll see me to Sharasakal. They're going to say, that's by liquid. About Yavish, the low Asimi Gufe, but by Yavish, they're going to understand. By Yavish, they're going to understand that it never went inside. About the Yavish, the low Asimi Gufe, the one low Asimi Gufe, the one low Kli Sharasakal. So the Xer is only by the liquid, not by the Yavish. But the Yavish, everyone knows the physics that it just piles on top. But when it comes to the liquid, they don't know the physics. Well, they do know the physics, and therefore they think that it was inside, and now I'm not using it. They don't realize that it wasn't kadosh because you only makdish the pet. You're not kadosh. You only makdish what you need, and Klisharis doesn't makdish shalom midas. So therefore, they made it zero. My question is, what happens with this birutzim now? It's kadosh midrabbanan. You can't put that. You can't put that on the mizbeach. That's where you hold it, and then with that you buy stuff. Maybe you can't. You can't use that on the mizbeach. It's only kadosh midrabbanan. Okay.
How are you capturing this?
Is it
liquid? It overflows
towards the floor? I guess they scoop it up somehow, or maybe when it comes to it, maybe it comes to a sale. Maybe they buy it one measurement and they sell it back to them in another measurement. If the Gemara later on talks about that. Alright, most of Rav Zera. Rav Zera asked the following question from a Mishnah on Daf Kuf. Right, so the Mishnah on Daf Kuf is going to talk about the tenders. Talks about the Seder of the Lechem Apanim. It has to go onto the golden table and the inside of the Hefel. So you put it on Shabbos, and from one Shabbos to the other Shabbos, it has to be on for the seven full days, Shabbos to Shabbos. What happens, Mishnah discusses what happens if you don't put them on at the right time. So it doesn't have the complete, that hasn't been on the Shulchan for the appropriate measurement of time. So Seder as Halechem as a Bezichin la'achar Shabbos. What do? You put the new one on most of Shabbos. So it wasn't on Shabbos. Right? The Hikir as a Bezichin to Shabbos. But the next Shabbos, you come and you mark the Bezichin. So what do you do with this bread? It says it here, psula. It doesn't mean psula. They're talking about takana. Busy, it means that right now, the akaras of zichin was not sufficient to be makir the bread, because the show bread hadn't been showing for the right amount of time. Right? It wasn't on for the full week. Right? So, msidr telechana sabzichim achashav, msidr sabzichim psula. So, kate tzidyat, so what do? Yanichendul shavas haba. Let it just stay there for another week. Right? Stay for, have it on, basically have it on for 13 days. Have it on for the next week. Shafilu hu al shulchan yomim rabim in kaflum. So long as the bread is on the shulchan, you have no psulina. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, "Vamai, why the chachamim allow you to leave the bread on the shulchan?" it's going to come to a problem. People are going to see the bread on the shulchan, and they're going to assume that so long as items are in the kishores, that it doesn't become pasabalima. And that's not the halacha. The halacha only applies by the shulchan. It doesn't apply by the kishores. V'amai, hasam nami lema, gzera sheva yom, makidim the kishores. You can say things, you can have the kishores watch things. So Gemara says, no, there's no comparison. Where does the lechem apanim, where is that? It's in the heichal. Who sees that? No one sees that. No, except for the people dealing with it. As opposed to the our case with the Beirutim and everything like that, the measurements, these are done outside. Right? So he says, but panim achutz karamis, bifnim into the heichal akul amayadi, chutz, but in the azara akul amayadi. Everyone knows what goes on in the azara. Just speak to see what's going on. But the heichal knows to see what's going on. So you don't have to make a gezeira. You don't have to worry about making a gezeira if something takes place in the heichal. Something takes place in the azara, that you have to be worried about. I don't know. Okay.
You mean that thing looks like it's not
inside? He can't, because he'll get smitten or smoten or whatever. So walking into the, he's, he can't walk all the way in there.
So one guy left
out to there, so now we're going to learn a few more halachas with Gabi, the roots there. It's funny how you see how you have absolutely no concept of kachim. The first time I saw the word Beirutim, I thought it was a person. I thought they were people. You know, like Tzidukim, the Beirutim. And then he actually read the Mishnah and he said, oh, I'm wrong. Okay. All right. Tanan Hasim says in the Mishnah, and it was so far removed from the context of what goes on in these Beseklas, it's good to learn them. We learn in the Mishnah in Shkolim. Mishnah Shkolim says, Moser Nesachim, the leftover of the Nesachim, the Ketzim is Be'ach. They were used for Ketzim is Be'ach. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that you actually burnt them. But usually the leftover Nesachim is wine. So you would take that wine and you would sell it, and then you would buy olos for case from his bed. You would use that to buy those. So the Gemara says, what's the case of Moser Nesachim? So my Moser Nesachim. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara bring out two sheets now. They bring out Rabbi Bar Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan, but they all point out that they're not being chulit. It's bringing two different possibilities of how you get Moser Nesachim. How you get the Moser Nesachim. So he says, my Moser Nesachim, Rabbi Bar Yosef Amar, Beirutze Midos. It's the Beirutze Midos. It's what's left over in the Gedushos Kalim, which I think means, because what happens is that you buy it from the Kohen, right? You buy from the Kohen Gadol based on a Beirut with overflow, and then you use it without the overflow. So that difference that you bought is left over. You don't need it. So that amount is then, like, taken by the Hekdesh to be sold. I don't, maybe he explains it better. I'm not exactly sure what the case is. Right? Rashi says, where's Rashi? There is no Rashi. I think that's what it is. Right? It's what's left over on the heaping measurements. That the Hekdesh, I think the Hekdesh buys it, like the Hekdesh buys it when the heaping, I guess everyone used the Hekdesh as where to buy their stuff from. Right? You didn't buy it from the outside, you bought it from the Gizbar. So the Hekdesh bought it in these Zedushos Kalim, and they sold them to you in the non-Zedushos Kalim, so what's left over from what the Hekdesh bought, what the Hekdesh sold, that's left over. I don't know. Rav Yochanan Amar, he says, what's Moshe Nesachim? It's Kosh Shanino. We have another Mishnah Shkalim that says, Hamekabu Alav Lesapik Selakos Me'arba. Right, so a person is mekabel to be makdish minachos me arba the amdu b'sholos. I guess he said that he's going to buy, I guess, two units for $4, right? For four dollars. The amdu b'sholos, and now they're only worth, if the cost went down, so the cost is three. He still has to pay four. The gizbar wins. Right, so he pays four and he gets his unit. He gets whatever he bought for it. Right? Mishalos, if they reach the agreement that the price should be $3, but amdu me arba, and now it costs four, the price went up, misapik me arba. Now he has to pay four, sheyad hektesh al ha'elyona. So yad hektesh is on the top. So therefore what? So you see from here that the Hekdesh is Mekabel, an extra seller than what the item was worth. Right? So they sold something, they got more money for it.
If it was worth three, they got four. So that's and that's the Nesachim they bought. So that extra seller, that extra dollar, gets is used for to buy animals and put it onto the Mizbeah. Alright, now in Tanik of Asi, there were the Fibar Yosef, Tanik of Asi, there were Yochanan, Tanik of Asi, there were Fibar Yosef, just one quote straight out. Beirutzim midos halalu, these Beirutzim that are kadosh, these extra measurements, Mahayos, Sebehem, what they use with them, in the Zebach Acher, if there is another carbon, Yikrivu Yimo, so then bring it to that carbon. The Im Lanu, if they're left overnight, Yipsalu Belina, then the Pasavelina, the Im Lav, and if they're not left over, and there is nothing else to use them for, so what do? Mekitzim hem hezbeach. So you pose to them, and you use the money to buy stuff for the ketzim hezbeach. Right? The kaitzimahu. What's the ketz? What do you use? What do you sell to be rootsim and buy at, with their money? What do you buy? You buy olos. You buy olos. Why? Because a basar l'shem. The meat then goes to a kodesh baruch hu. But olos l'kohanim. And the skins, mahayis, go to the kohanim. Tanaka basi Rav Yochanan. We have a price that supports the sheet of Rav Yochanan. Hamekaba loves straight quote. And the Kabbalah, the Sapik Slatos me Arba, right? Who's going to buy the Slatos for four soin, right? And then the Amdu Misholos now it's going to cost three. Mesapik me Arba, he has to pay four, like he said. Misholos Amdu me Arba, the Sapik me Arba, because Yad Hektish Al Yona, the Zerush Shanino, most in the second case is best. Since basically what's going on is Hektish is selling something and they're getting extra money for the value. So when they do with that extra money, they use that and they buy Olos for Kates Hamizbeah. Fine. Now the Mishnah is going to switch over and start talking about Nesachim, start talking about the wine libations. Okay? So, Kol HaKarbonos, all animal Karbonos, HaTzibor, Karbonos HaTzibor, VeHayachid, and individual Karbonos, Teunim Nesachim, require that the Nesachim be brought with it. Not necessarily with it, because we mentioned before the Nesachim can be brought a few days later. They're sort of independent. They're part of the Karbon, they don't have to be brought at the exact same time. Right? Teunim Nesachim, Chutzman and Bechor, what the exceptions are, is the Bechor, right, the Korban Bechor, the Meiser, the Pesach. So what's the difference with these three? These three are Chiyuvim. They can't be brought as an Adavah at all. Right, Yochid, right, Bechor, Meiser, Pesach, and the Chatos, the Asham. These are all Chiyuvim. Only the Korban Adavah apparently require on the Sufim.
All except for five.
You have Olo, Shlomim, Toda, and then you can talk about all the Korbanos that are brought in the on Yontif. There are a lot more Korbanos besides these. Right? So what's the exceptions to the exception? Right? The chatoso shel mitzora, the asham otum misachim. The chatos and the asham that the mitzora brings when he comes to be mitar himself, those require nisachim. So those are exceptions to the exceptions. Go back to the original requirement nisachim. The tarabon. Now they're going to dart. There's going to be this long brisa. They'll probably finish the brisa today and then tomorrow at 7:45 tomorrow. 7:15. Okay, 7:20 tomorrow. Doesn't matter. We'll be taped. 7:25. 7:25 in the evening, yeah. So, Tana Rabbanan. Bryce says as follows. We learned the Pasukim in Bamidbar Perites Vav, Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk is, Davero B'nei Yisrael, Vermata Leim, right, speak to me, Israel, I'll speak to them, the Kisavol, Eretz Moshe Hosechem, Asher Nino Sein Lechem, when you come into the land that I'm giving you, Vasisem Isha LaHashem, and you put the Isha to Hashem, either an Ola or Zevach, to follow neder and davar, or to complete your neder yedava, obim o'odeichem, or on your yomtiv, lasos reich nichoach Hashem, to bring this carbon to Hashem, mina bakar o mina hatzom, and then the pasuk continues talking about the nisachim. So now they're going to darshan part the psukim, right? So the pasuk says va'asisem, right? Says kizavol almost the second thing says va'asisem isha l'Hashem, right? Va'asisem isha l'Hashem. So yachol kola olal ishim yiton nisachim. You did everything that's burnt on this bech requires nisachim afilu mincha. Even a korban mincha, which would require in the Sakhim. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, Ola. Well, the Pasuk says, Nasisim Ishel Hashem, Ola. Only Ola, right? Only Ola. Not every korban, just the korban Ola. Okay, so now we only have a korban Ola requires in the Sakhim. Shlomim Minayin. How do you know Shlomim requires korban in the Sakhim? Talmud Lomar Zebach. The word Zebach in the next word of the Pasuk teaches me about the Shlomim. So Tol the Minayin. How do I know that a korban Tol the needs in the Sakhim? Talmud Lomar O Zebach. Right, the Pasuk said, plus didn't say Zeva, it just said Ola O Zeva. So the O Zeva, one word is, I guess, for Shlomim, one word is for the Toda. So Yachol Shani Marbe Afim. So why? What about the ones that we left out? What about the Bechor, the Meiser, the Pesach, the Chatas, and the Asham? What, maybe those also require the Sufim? So Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, with Fala Neder Omi the Dabba. It teaches me that the Sufim only comes from items that can be brought in a Neder and a Dabba, right? Only things that you can bring voluntarily require nesachim, but things that you're required to bring do not require nesachim. So wait a second. So
For now, what about other chobos? So mashma lahotzi es eru, right? We just were motzi the bechor, the mice, the pesach, the chadash, and asham that are not brought. There's no neder to daven, therefore you don't have to suffer. What about otzi? So therefore otzi es chobos habos machas haregel beregel. So maybe all the karbanos that are korban chov on yodzif should also not have the sachem because they're not voluntary; they're a requirement. Afterwards, at the end of the pasuk, the next pasukim afterwards talks about all the nesachim. First, this is the intro pasukim to the nesachim. There's otzias achovos habos machmas haregel beregel umay ninu, and what are those? The olus reiyan the shami chagiga, and maybe the olus simcha as well. These things also should not require nesachim. It can't be that he's talking about the korban tamid. But they point out, right? Rashi points out because the korban tamid, the pasuk says the favors. They bring the Sakim. They must be talking about these korbanos, which are the oldest re'iyah, the Shalmei Chagiga. So Talmud Lomar, the pasuk then says, O b'moadechem, kol haba b'moadechem ton Sakim. Anything that comes on these set times, which we say a Yontif and Shabbos, those, or maybe just Yontif, those require the Sakim. Okay? So mashma lahavi is elu. So now I'm including the oldest re'iyah, the Shalmei Chagiga, that require the Sakim. So maybe avi si'irei chatos. What about the si'irei? Every Yontif is a si'ir chatos. Something that's born as a Seir Chatos. That's also a Chov. So that was excluded. But now maybe it's included because of Moadechem. So that should come in. Right? So Avi Seir Chatos, Cholelu Boy and Chov of the Regal, since they're obligatory in the Regal, and therefore because of Moadechem it should be included. So Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, this is later on, this is in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Ches and Yud, it says, the Kup took him later, it says, Pichisaseh ben Bakar, Olo Zebach, Valned, Oshlomi Lashem, Vigur is ben Bakar, Mincha Solo, Shlosh, Shorim, Bulu, Shem, Chatsiah Hin, the yayin l'nesach hatziyin yishereich l'nichol Hashem. So the pasuk is going to say it says v'chisase ben bakar, right? So the Gemara says, why do we say it says v'chisase ben bakar ola uzavach? And it already says in our pesukim v'chisim isha Hashem ola uzavach. So ben bakar b'klal haya. So therefore, the ben bakar was already included in the original, right? Because it includes everything isha Hashem, right? And min bakar min atzon. So that's included. And now it comes out and says v'chisase ben bakar a second time. So therefore, you took it out of the cloud. Ben bakar b'klal haya lama yach. So why did it come out? L'hakish elav, to make a hekish. Ma ben bakar miyuchid ba b'neder medavar, ap kol ba b'neder medavar. The ben bakar is specific because I guess it can come. It's the type of animal that comes with a ben bakar, as opposed to as a neder medavar, as opposed to any other carbon that can't come neder medavar. So from this pasuk we learn that only the type of carbon that has neder nedava requires nesachim. So therefore, I can include olos and shlamim on yontif, I guess, because they have the yontif olos and shlamim have in their min a nedava. But right, which one of those? The olos for e and the shlamim chagiga. But the chatos, you don't find any other place where a chatos is brought to neder nedava. Therefore, even though you have the concept of moadechem, that's excluded. I think that's how the Russia goes. I don't know why. Right, so we excluded everything with Neder Medava. We included everything. We've included Yontif and Moadechem, and then we excluded the Chatos by Yontif because it's not brought for Neder. Doesn't have. It's not min Neder Medava. Okay. The price continues because the pasuk continues. It says Lasos Reich Nicholach Lashem Min Abakum Etzon, to make a rain the Chol Hashem from the cattle and from the sheep. Mat Talmud Loma. What has come to teach us? Lefisha Nemar Ola. The pasuk originally said Basisim Ishe Lashem Ola. So Ola was thought to, and we just excluded Mincha, right, from that. So Ola, Shomei Ani Afilu Ola Sa'ofi Mashma, so maybe that was included, even though Ola Sa'ofi would have required the Sa'ofim. So Talmud Lomar, Min HaBakar O Min HaTzon, only from an animal, only from cattle or sheep, not from a bird. A bird is an animal also, but not from the bird, right? Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, that's what Rabbi Yoshia says, because it says Min HaBakar O Min HaTzon, right, Min HaBakar O Min HaTzon. Rabbi Yonah said, Omer, Eino Tzarech, I don't need to destruction of an Abakum Etzon. Why? Because Harei Omer, it says in the beginning of the Pasuk, V'asisem Yishel Hashem Ola O Zebach. V'Of Eino Zebach. And he says that Of is not considered Zvachim. I thought we just learned from Zebach, that's when we were Memai, that's when we included Shlomim. I guess from that Zebach, including Shlomim, but Zebach clearly indicates a Karvan, and Olos are not considered Zvachim. Okay. In Cain, Ma Talmud Lomar. So if that's the case, what does Min HaBakar O Min HaTzon come to teach us? It's not coming to exclude birds, because we know that from Zevach. So what are they coming to teach us? Lefisha Nemar, as the pasuk says in Vayikra, it says Adam ki yakiv mikem korban laHashem. The person is going to be makiv a korban to Hashem. Min habehema, either it's from the behema or min abaka or min atzon. It says takrivos korban eichem. So Yaakov, you would have thought from that pasuk, haomer harei ola. Someone says I'm going to bring an ola that he has to bring all three, all two. I got to have min abaka or min atzon, min behema, min abaka, min atzon. Right? If he wants to bring from the behema, it's min abaka, min atzon. He has to bring both a cattle and a sheep. Right, Haomer Reilai Ola Yavi Mishneim. So Talmud Lomar. Therefore, our pasuk by Nesachim comes to teach us Min Habakar O Min Hatzon. Something that it only it's one or the other. You don't have to bring both. Right, Rotsa Echad Maybe Rotsa Shnai Maybe. You have a choice. You want to bring two, go right ahead. You can say you can bring as many as you want, but you really all your chiyuv is only to bring one. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Viv Rabbi Yonasan. Now, according to Rabbi Yonasan, who says that the pasuk of Min Habakar O Min Hatzon is just coming to teach us that when you make a neder to bring an ola, you only have to bring one. You don't have to bring both. You can bring it either from the bakar or from the tzon. So, lama li, kra. Why do I need this pasuk at all, according to Rabbi Yonasan? Why this pasuk? Ha amar, didn't Rabbi Yonasan say elsewhere, atche yifrot lecha kasuv yachta? Rabbi Yonasan himself says that you never... The only time that you have two
subjects in a sentence, the only time both subjects are obligatory is that you have the word yata.
Right? So the example is by the it says ki ish asher yikalo es aviv es imo most yumas. Right? So you don't have to say that you have to do both. Only when it says yachtav, only if it said yachtav, then you would know that it has to be both. Right, it had it said ki ish ish yikalos aviv imo yachtav most munas. Then you had to be both. But in our case also, there's no yachtav. So why would you have thought that it wouldn't require a both? So it's direct is no. I still need the pasuk by parshas Nesachim to tell me it's one or the other and not both. Sakadayta chamina. I would have thought hold uksiv umin hatzon. Command uksiv yachtav dami. It says min habakar umin hatzon. So they thought maybe that extra umin hatzon is equivalent to yachtav. I don't understand what the drash is. Umin hatzon would have been together. Rashi says. Right, Rashi says, "Hol uksib b'vayikra umin hatzon." Because Rashi says, "Kevin the halim mitzvah min hatzon." It should have just said, "Min habakar min hatzon." What's the u? Right, b'uksib umin kamo d'uksib yachtav dami. That's considered yachtav. And therefore, you would have the halim and say you have to bring both. Therefore, I have the pasuk by the shlamim that says one or the other. Okay. Dear Rabbi Yoshia, what about the man of Rabbi Yoshia who says that apa gav the loksib yachtav? Command Ksiv Yachtav Dami. Even if it doesn't say Yachtav, it says if it's written Yachtav, and therefore, I guess, it says Ki Ish Sheikolos Ozvi Imo, it says if it says Yachtav, and therefore, you would need another Pasuk to teach us that you only curse only one of them, Yu Vichayiv. So that's, according to him, it's Kasha our Pasuk, right? Our Pasuk says, Min HaBakar O Min HaTzon Tavios Korban Eichem. So you should learn from there that you if you make a neder to bring an ola, you have to bring both, right? So we buy a kra to teach us that you don't have to bring both; you enough to be one. So then where it says haksiv, that's why it says an ola im ola karbano min habakar the im min hatzon karbano. In other words, the psukim itself it talks about the karbon is maksimal that you need to bring both. But in the other parshan, it says in ola korbano, right? Min habakar, and then it also says in min hatzon korbano. So it's splitting them. So it's splitting them. It's a clear giveaway that the possibility exists that the korban can be split. So if you take a neder to bring an ola, someone in min habakar, it's still you can bring one and not to bring both because the pasuk the psukim later say in min habakar or min hatzon. Okay, we'll stop here. Tough stuff. Everyone have a good yontif.